This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Feifei, and this is The English We Speak.
Now, Feifei, did you try out that new cafe on the way to work today?
Yes, I did. I was really impressed. The new cafe has a great range of food and friendly staff. So, have you tried it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I've been there twice now, but, well, it's no great shakes.
No great shakes? That's the best thing about it. They sell amazing banana milkshakes.
No. I wasn't talking about the shakes. I was referring to the cafe generally. There's nowhere to sit, the queues are long, and they didn't put enough froth on my skinny cappuccino. So, it's no great shakes. In other words, it's not very good.
Oh, so no great shakes is an expression that means it's not very good. So you're not impressed?
I'm afraid not. And no great shakes also means ordinary, which describes this cafe. Let's hear some more examples of this phrase in action.
My sister puts on a good dinner party, but she's no great shakes when it comes to cooking.
That new singer has a great voice, but he's no great shakes at playing the guitar.
The film sequel is no great shakes compared with the first one. There was no story and the special effects were awful.
So that's the expression no great shakes, which means not very good or not very impressive. But Rob, maybe if you did try the banana milkshake, it might change your opinion about the cafe. Look, I've got one here.
Thanks. Yeah, it's not bad, actually. This is a great shake. OK, well, perhaps I'll give it a second chance.
Where are you going?
To buy a milkshake.
You do know they cost £4.
What? £4? Yes, well, as I was saying, that cafe really is no great shakes.
If you say so, Rob. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.